This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other day, and I don't really know what to think, Kelly.
Okay.
I went on a date and it went great. Super cute, lovely lady. Dropped her home. She said, come in for a drink.
Yeah, come inside.
I said, absolutely.
I'm sure you did.
I got inside and, yeah, she has a pet rat.
A what?
A pet rat.
Rat.
A rat.
Like the things you find in the sewer.
Yeah, in a cage.
Like the things I call Corky's pest control over.
Yes.
As a pet.
Yeah. Okay. Two. She has two.
It was in a cage.
It was
though?
In a cage, like a really nice cage, and the rat has like the spinning wheel and all that.
Like
stuff.
Like a hamster.
Yes, like a hamster, but it was two rats. And then I said to her, "That's interesting. I don't really like rats." And she told me that they're not like regular rats. They're like you get them from a breeder.
Oh, they're purebred.
They're like
rats.
Purebred rats. She spoke about it like she was speaking about a dog, like a pet dog. And I don't know what to think. Because she's a lovely lady,
be
really
honest,
cute.
Did it gross you out because it's a rat and rats have that, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got that stigma behind
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know what to think about it, but she has a pet rat.
Well, I mean, no, I was going to say it could be worse. I don't know what could be worse. I would probably freak out.
I'm looking for advice.
Have you been back since?
Yes, once. And
did you get more information on the rat?
I did get more information. I asked some questions about the
rat. Do the rats have names?
They do. I can't remember the name, but the rat's named.
Master Splinter.
What was the name? I can't think of it right now. But she originally didn't like rats either, but she got it for her daughter who wanted a pet rat. And then she went through a whole process of trying to get, I guess, the most purebred and cleanest rat. And that's how she ended up with the rat.
Awesome.
I can't take you seriously with your face right now. Stop doing that to me. I'm having a serious conversation.
I'm just imagining you walking through somebody's house that you've never been in before, and they're like, here's my pet rat. I don't know. That might have been a red flag for me, but I'm sure this has happened to other people where you've walked into somebody's house for the first time and you went, what?
Yeah, I sort of want to know this morning if you can top me. What did you find when you went back to someone's house? Text or call, please.
888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. All right, maybe we're being too judgmental. Lots of text messages saying, don't be scared of the rat. They're actually very clean and very smart.
I'm stunned by this. 951, good morning. I just want to tell you, I had pet rats growing up. They're very clean, smart animals. Don't be turned off, Guy. I dropped a date home the other day. Lovely woman. She's absolutely gorgeous. Went in the house for a drink, and she has a pet rat. It was sort of a little bit of a turnoff.
And that's kind of shocking to like, hey, come in. You expect like, here's my pet dog or cat, my pet rat. It's not, I wouldn't think it's that common, but judging by the text messages, maybe it is.
She told me exactly the same thing as these texts are saying. She said they're very smart animals and she got them from a breeder and they're actually very clean. I don't know if it helped me at all, but that's what she said.
Well, the 951 wasn't a date, but said they went to go help out their cousin, walked in the front door. It's the first time they've been to their house. Said it looked like a dumpster blew up in their house.
Gosh.
Clothes piled up all over. There was trash on the floor. Could barely see the floor. So gross. I told my wife, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, I'd run for the hills if a place was like that. The 626 here says, good morning. When I met one of my really good friends, now and her husband, they had boas, rats, and tarantulas.
Yeah, that would be like my nightmare walking into that. Like, can we sit out on the patio?
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Back when I was dating, I do remember going back to a guy's house and walked in and there was a picture of him and a woman. And I was like, hold on. Explain this. And he goes, oh, that's my fiance. And I said,
what?
What? He goes, well, my ex-fiance. We just broke up.
Oh, he made a rookie mistake not getting rid of the pitcher. Rookie mistake. He's got to do better than that.
Put it in the drawer, right?
What did you find at someone's place? Give us a text or call. 888-431-3764.